Monitor 67, not just a program, but a weekend way of life that puts life into your weekend. I'm Gene Rayburn, and on this weekend, which includes Lincoln's birthday and precedes Valentine's Day, we can look forward to, in 2 minutes, some delightful minutes with actor Tony Randall, who turns out also to be singer Tony Randall. So welcome to the weekend world on Monitor 67. Going a wild goose chase with a Baja Marimba band. Hey, follow me.
Reach for something good to chew. Chewing helps you stand the pace any time and any place. So, hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
Oh, oh. Got me crying for you.
Hello, music lovers, coast to coast, coming to you from the Chic Club Monitor in downtown USA, the fabulous voice of Melvin the Masked Marvel and his tin-plated twin tonsils. And for his opening number, he's removing his mask. What? It's none other than... Who are you anyway, young fellow? What's your game, young man? What is your game?
Hi, friends. My name is Tony Randall, and I'm a boy singer.
I'll say you are. Listen, we'll hear the rest of that a little bit later on, but we want to talk to you about it, Tony Randall.
Sure you do. You want to hear me sing more of your old favorites.
That's right.
In a style that is never to be forgotten.
Gee, it brings back memories for us middle-aged juveniles, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Or don't you admit that?
No, I am the world's oldest juvenile.
No, you're not.
World's oldest practicing juvenile.
Listen, now, how did you get the idea? Now, you've been doing this longer than anyone,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, always as a gag.
Yeah.
Well, whenever I come on Johnny Carson or Merv Griffin, the orchestra strikes up. I think Skitch started it. He'd start striking up a Carmen Lombardo song whenever I come in. Little old lady, or, you know.
Yeah.
And he doesn't live here anymore. da-da-da-da, you know, that sort of thing. And he'd play me on with it, and I almost had no choice but to sing it because he wouldn't stop playing. He'd just keep on playing. But, and now...
And you happen to know the words to those old...
Well, no, I... Yeah, well, I collect old records, but I always loved Carmen Lombardo.
Yeah.
I just love him. And that's the late 20s and early 30s. Well, a mysterious thing has happened, and it's called Winchester Cathedral. This has just swept the world and has brought back that period. And the week after that record came out, everyone on the street asked me to sing Boo Hoo. And I'd been doing it for years. It just, you know, someone said nothing is as strong as an idea whose moment has come.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment has come for me to sing Boo Hoo.
All right. I don't have a pitch pipe.
No, that's all right. We've just heard it.
Yeah.
So, and anyway, that same week, about three different record companies asked me to record it and to do Winchester Cathedral and all these songs of the time. Incredible what happened.
Well, the people who made Winchester Cathedral should pay you a royalty because you kind of started the revival of the 30s music.
Yes.
We've been talking about your record album, and neither one of us have mentioned the title of the album yet.
Oh, I'll be glad to tell you.
What is that?
Vovodio.
Vovodio. How come you didn't title it Vododio-do, or was that copyrighted?
I entitled it Vododio, and it came out on the album cover Vovodio. Explain that if you can.
It's a typographical error. Buy this typographical error, friends.
I think it's funny.
All right. And here is another sample.
Cecilia,
does she know that I'm about
Cecilia? Oh, my, when I look in your eyes, something tells me you and I should get together.
Tell about a little kiss,
Cecilia.
Just a kiss you never miss,
Cecilia.
And so, friends, here we are at the top of the Rainbow Room as Tony Randall sinks into the far west.
That's it. Vovodio.
Vovodio.
His new album, and it's on the market right now.
Yes.
Well,
in answer to thousands of requests.
You've done it again, Tony Randall. This is. We thank you for your biennial visit.
It's
been 2 years since you've been back here.
Really, has it?
Why don't you make it an annual visit to Monitor?
All right. I'll even make it a semi-annual visit.
Okay, that's a deal.
All right.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
They say finders keepers, but Monitor has found a singing group called The Seekers, and we don't keep them to ourselves, but instead share them with you. Hey there, Georgie girl.
Hey there, Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there inside you. Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
You're always window shopping, but never stopping to buy.
So shed those dowdy feathers and fly
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change that be. The world would see a new Georgie girl.
The
Life is a reality. You can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shell.
A little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl. There's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide. And oh, what a change that'd be. The world would see
a new Georgie girl.
Georgie girl.
Words that may seem like music to your ears, if you agree with what Al Capp has to say, just a minute away here on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound...
The Dodge boys are setting out to fight for the kind of deals you'll know are right.
Ride with the good guys.
These rebels are really pounding leather to get you and a great new Dodge together, the Dodge boys.
The good guys, they've rounded up a great new breed of cars you've got to see. These babies put you in the lead.
Ride with the good guys.
The Dodge boys.
And that goes for your next truck, too. Yes, you'll get the truck you need from the Dodge boys, because Dodge builds a complete line of trucks from the new longer compacts to big diesels and builds them to last. Come on into the Helms Brothers in Bayside, New York. See the Dodge truck that'll work for you. And see how we protect you for thousands of miles after others have left you cold.
The good guys.
You can tell they're good guys. They all wear white hats.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
Gene Rayburn here. Pulse normal, thank you. 72 to the minute. And it's 21 minutes after the hour. Time to hear from Monitor's expert on nothing with opinions on everything, Al Capp. With Valentine's Day coming up this Tuesday, Al turns his attention to the ultimate goal of most romances, marriage. The perils, pitfalls, and pleasures thereof.
Anyone who goes into marriage expecting that the sort of happiness that led to it will last through it is expecting the impossible, not to mention the unbearable. Marriage is almost unendurable familiarity. Marriage is unpredictable crises. Marriage is uncontrollable children. Marriage is uncomfortable restraint. Marriage is unending responsibility. Now, the best anyone can expect from a mess like that is to just survive it. Those who survive a marriage and who find in each other and in their lives together a happiness they couldn't know existed when they were simply dreaming, but it is the happiness that is lasting. It's the happiness they dreamed of because it did last. And this is Al Capp speaking to you on NBC's Monitor.
How about that? Well, if I hadn't heard it with my own ears, I'd never believe it. Al Capp, generally thought of as caustic, cynical, he turns out to have a sentimental streak. Well, it proves what we've been claiming all along, that he's unpredictable. But we can predict that he'll be back again later this weekend on Monitor. Incidentally, speaking about later on Monitor, Henry Morgan, also noted for an outspoken approach to life, will wind up his assignment as your host for the late Saturday segment today. But good news, he'll be back tomorrow to assume permanent duties as your host for that portion of our weekend show. So be sure to stay with us right through the weekend. Monitor on NBC.
Buy the bag or buy the box, your best candy buy is Brocken Fresh from Brock Candyland. Really fresh.
When you shop, look for Brock's Winter Carnival of Candies display, featuring Brock's chocolate-covered cherries, plump whole cherries in creamy fondant and covered with Brock's own pure chocolate.
B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's.
Got along without you, and before I met you, gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, 'cause you didn't love me anyhow. You ran around with every boy in town, and you never cared if it got me down. You had me worried, always on my guard, but you laughed at me 'cause I tried too hard. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Got along without you before I met you. Gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, but you didn't love me anyhow. I lost my money and I lost my pride. Didn't have much money, but I really tried. It made you happy when you made me cry, and you broke my heart, so I said goodbye. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna get along without you now. Now. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 boom.
Trini Lopez on monitor. Something we can get along very well without this weekend is more of the terrible weather that's been plaguing the nation this week. Let's check the forecast and see what our prospects are for later today. Not too bad generally. Mostly sunny skies. Colder air in the middle of the nation. Snow flurries from the Great Lakes to the Appalachians and from the Rockies to the upper plain states. Possibility of showers in the lower Mississippi Valley and eastern Gulf states.
Remember the night last winter when you parked your car outside, all gassed and ready to go, but next morning you found its windshield and its wipers buried deep behind ice and snow? Remember? It took you a miserable hour or more to clear your windshield. Your defrosters wouldn't do it. Your windshield washer only made it worse. So if you have your good ANCO dealer add a pint can of the new ANCO antifreeze to the water in your windshield washer, you merely turn on your washer and watch the ice disappear in mere seconds. Stop at the first service station where you see the new big bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet. Ask the man to add a can of ANCO washer antifreeze, as directed on the can, and to tuck a few extra cans in your car to make sure you're safe if the storm strikes again. Or if blinding salt splash gets on your windshield, ANCO windshield washer antifreeze will give you ice-free and salt-free clear vision down to 10 degrees below zero. Get it today.
Music of Leroy Holmes on monitor, your radio center for entertainment and information throughout the nation on NBC. In Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, we're with you on WCBG. Gene Rayburn here, taking a very brief timeout and back shortly.
This is Henry Morgan, and I'll have a new assignment starting tomorrow as your Sunday afternoon monitor host on NBC Radio.
Thank you.
A poem. 30 days hath September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except February, which has 28, and Monitor 67, which has 104. Two each weekend, 52 weeks a year. Monitor also has a number of hosts. I'm the one named Gene Rayburn. And many musical numbers, like this one by Jamie and the J. Sylvia Singers.
By anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. When I see you hanging around with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone, it's not unusual.
It happens every day, no matter what you say.
You shop. Look for Brock's Winter Carnival of Candies display, featuring Brock's chocolate-covered peanuts, chocolate stars, and bridge mix, all made with Brock's own finest pure chocolate.
B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's.
In one moment, Avery Brundage, president of the International Olympic Committee. Monitor Sports is brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company.
Hello, anybody. My name's Henry Morgan. You remember when cars had innocuous names like Terraplane? That was before men realized that cars should be named after killer fish and snakes and vicious creatures of the jungle. Why? Because they go roaring around, scratching each other up. Oh, not by themselves, mind you. There's usually another wild animal behind the wheel. Not to mention the one that may be in the gas tank. So, with all those ferocious creatures lurking out there, you need the best protection you can get. And that's just what you'll get when you insure your car with State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. Your State Farm agent can't keep your car from getting scratched up, but he can promise that if it does, it'll get fixed up in a hurry. And chances are he can make you that promise for less dollars than you're paying now. Oh, be especially careful if you're driving a Cobra. I understand somebody's coming out with a mongoose.
America's Avery Brundage, president of the International Olympic Committee, lashed out this week at what he called shamateurs, who are bringing the Olympic movement into disrepute by accepting special prizes as rewards for winning. He also warned that a shock was in store for some athletes seeking to compete in the 1968 Olympics. Before leaving for Europe, where he made the statements, Brundage talked with Monitor reporter Ray James of Chicago.
Mr. Brundage, we caught you just in time at O'Hare Field before taking off for Europe. What are you going to do over there?
Well, we're having a meeting of the executive board of the International Olympic Committee in Copenhagen. Prior to that, I'm going to visit the Olympic people in Paris, and then I'm going to Grenoble, which is the site of the Winter Games next year, about a year from now.
That's the purpose of your trip, is to talk mainly about the Winter Olympics of 1968?
And other Olympic problems at this meeting in Copenhagen.
Of course, another thing that's being talked about these days is the World Olympics in Mexico City in 1968. Is that progressing well?
Very much talked about, because half the population in the United States, I think, expects to see those games in Mexico City. There was a delegation from Mexico City visiting me, reporting on progress, and they're doing very nicely. They're going to emphasize, in addition to the sport program, the cultural program of the games, which is something that the public is not generally familiar with, but there is a fine arts program to the Olympic Games as well as a sport program.
Are the physical facilities being completed in time? Are they going to have stadium and ample space for people to come and stay?
They have a stadium for 100,000 that's just been inaugurated, and they have another, the university stadium, for about 80,000, which is being enlarged, and they're building a sport palace and a new swimming pool. They'll have very good facilities.
You think this will be the best one ever?
That's what we say about all of them, isn't it?
How about the United States, Mr. Brundage? 68, next one would be in 72. Is it possible to get it, say, in 76?
Too late for 72. The games are going to Munich, Germany.
Are
76,
you?
The games will be awarded probably not for several years yet.
But to your knowledge, the United States will definitely be trying to get the games in 76.
Well, I noticed that the city of New York, we haven't heard officially from them, is making an application. And, of course, Los Angeles is always trying to get the games. And Detroit, which has been unsuccessful several times, will probably be in again.
Even though you are president of the International Olympics Committee, aren't you a little bit prejudiced, Mr. Brundage? Wouldn't you like to see them here in 76?
Well, they haven't been here now since 1932, and that's a long while.
Well, does that answer my question? Would you like to see them here?
I don't know whether I'll be around. But it's about time for them to come back to the United States, I think. Of course, you must remember, there are 122 National Olympic Committees now, and they're all after the Olympic Games. And we've had them twice in the United States, but still we have better facilities than many countries.
The president of the International Olympic Committee, who also says he's working on a system to limit athletes' travel time to 28 days annually. Here's a word about Breck Concentrate Shampoo.
Agent 00 Breck has a suds bomb for you. But you don't have to duck, it's only shampoo. And so gentle to hair that the whole family will be looking just swell. Try it, you'll see. That big sudsy bomb is Breck Concentrate. What a shampoo, it makes you feel great. In each plastic tube at a price that's quite low is Breck quality for a gal or her beau. Just a dab of shampoo, some water, then wow, Breck Concentrate lathers up with a pow. A balm full of suds is a feeling that's great with the gentle power of Breck Concentrate.
Colorful, current, comprehensive. That's Monitor's coverage of the world of sports all weekend, every weekend. And we do a similar job for the world of music. Here's the latest from Vicki Carr.
Starting to think of the happiness that lies in store. The being wanted and needed and loved by someone more and more. I simply can't understand what my foolish heart was waiting for. Now I know the feeling of a lifetime. This wonderful glow of delight I never really believed in until tonight. Yes, now I know the feeling love can bring you. And I could purr like a cat that's so satisfied its whiskers curl. Beat on the drum, sound the horns, and have the flags unfurled. It's like a party my happy heart's having with the whole wide world. cat that's so satisfied, its whiskers curl. I want to beat on the drum, sound the horns, and have the flag run furled. It's like a party my happy heart's having with the whole wide world. Do 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 do.
Now that you know how, now I know the feeling goes, how would you like to know the time? All right, let's see what time it is. 14 minutes before the hour, and of course something else you should know and probably do is that we're all on the monitor beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Ladies and gentlemen, the return of the beloved Herring Maven.
How could you tell your children the facts of herring? That is a question my ears tell me they hear everywhere I go. Well, the important thing with children and herring is you shouldn't show favorites. If you have two children and one of them you give a Vita herring fillet and cream sauce to every day for lunch, it's so delicious he loves it, also fish is a brain food, he would eat Vita herring every day, he would grow up to be a real wise guy. The other one, you don't give a Vita pickled herring to every day for lunch, so the one you didn't give a Vita pickled herring to every day comes into the house one day and he says to you, hey, how come you didn't give me a Vita pickled herring every day for lunch? Don't you love me just as much as Hybe? And that would be a terrible thing, and he would go on to become an adolescent, a waste. So don't take chances. There's enough herring in every Vita 16-ounce jar to feed the whole family, except your brother-in-law Melvin and, well, you know about him.
The beloved Herring Maven is brought to you irregularly by the makers of Vita Foods, who say, make your day a little bit brighter, eat a little pickled herring by Vita.
Everyone!
And on NBC right now, it's Monitor with Gene Rayburn, where we don't say misery loves company because we're not miserable. We're quite happy. So instead, we say company loves misery when it's the sweet misery sung by Jimmy Dean.
Oh, when I'm lonely, I think of someone. Someone I call sweet misery. In her arms I was in heaven, but heaven wasn't meant for me. Ooh, I still love her, oh, but I lost her. I mean, she walked out, the hurt walked in. Now our love's gone, just like an old song that no one ever wants to hear again. I count heartaches that a big boo makes, and I think about my sweet misery. I do my sorrow each new tomorrow. Who's they ain't never been a bigger fool than me? All in her arms I was in heaven, but heaven wasn't meant for me. Oh, and I'm lonely, I think about someone.
Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad, brought to you by Luden's Cough Drops. Never, never chew, please. This past week, the announcement of a news conference to be held by Secretary of State Rusk created expectancy of some new development in the Vietnam situation. In 1 minute, a report on the outcome of that conference from Ray Shear, NBC News White House correspondent. But first, Jonathan Winters for Ludens.
And I see another famous personality disembarking, Sir Trafalgar Whitley, the famous British explorer. Sir Trafalgar, how was your trip?
Oh, fantastic, old man, fantastic. Most enjoyable journey. Wonderful, just wonderful.
Sir Trafalgar, what is that strange creature sitting on your head?
Why, it's an Australian arboreal marsupial, commonly known as a koala bear. Funny, for a moment I thought I saw a key in his side. Oh, someone playing a prank on me, no doubt.
Looks like he's chewing on your ear.
No, he's eating a eucalyptus leaf which is tied to my ear, little rascal.
Is that all he'll eat?
No, he also loves new Luden's menthol eucalyptus cough drops in the blue box because they have such a good, strong eucalyptus flavor.
That's interesting. Tell me, why do they put eucalyptus in new Luden's menthol eucalyptus cough drops?
Well, I'll put it this way, my good man. You've never heard a koala bear cough, have you? Fuzzy little fellows, aren't they?
Now here is Ray Shearer, NBC News White House correspondent.
A great many people in Washington suspected this past week that because the White House announced on Wednesday that Secretary Rusk was going on television with a news conference Thursday, the secretary must have something important to announce. Perhaps that the United States was about to run the risk of extending the Tet Truce in Vietnam in order to provide an atmosphere for negotiations. This theory has now proved wrong. For one thing, it was wholly accidental that the announcement of the Rusk news conference came out of the White House, and for another, if there had been anything of transcendental importance to announce, President Johnson himself would have done it. The Rusk news conference turned out to be a restatement of the administration view that all the peace feelers of recent weeks are simply a campaign to trick the United States into stopping the bombing without any military concession by the other side. President Johnson himself told the Pope earlier in the week, "I know you would not expect us to reduce military action in Vietnam unless the other side is willing to do likewise." The president stated his terms for peace in general terms as he welcomed the King of Morocco at the White House.
Not peace at any price. Not peace where one nation dominates another. But peace where all nations accept the rule that their differences shall be settled by discussion and compromise and not by force of arms.
President Johnson making the point that peace in Vietnam will call for compromise by the other side as well as our side. Where do negotiations stand? A week after presidential aide Walt Rostow said the situation was in an extremely interesting and delicate phase. The administration is not prepared to respond to new approaches from North Vietnam until the other side makes a clear military cutback of the war. This attitude is based on the belief that time is on the administration's side, and that the longer the president and Mr. Rusk stand firm, the more amenable Hanoi and the Viet Cong will have to be. Mr. Johnson still wants to hear what concessions the enemy is ready to make before making any of his own. Ray Shearer, NBC White House correspondent.
Ring Around the World, another in Monitor's weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. And now a word about Lark filter cigarettes.
I like the way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a Lark.
Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today. Have a Lark today. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a Lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a Lark.
Have a Lark today.
There is nothing like a Lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
I will leave you softly, for my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. So I leave you softly, long before you miss me. Long before your arms
And the young lady who left us so softly was Edie Gourmet.
Listen as a housewife talks about sinus headaches and Excedrin.
Well, they can be over my eyes or in across the back of my head. And I think it's probably sinus in this area. Changing of the weather and all. And this is just the time of the year when it seems to crop up. In fact, I just got through taking a couple Excedrin. Seems to be the thing that really works. All I know, it gets results.
Excedrin analgesic tablets, the extra strength pain reliever.
Sound you hear is a tune titled Oganzo, which translated freely, very freely, from the Brazilian means the newest from Walter Wanderley on Monitor. The newest news from NBC Monitor News, just a minute away. Gene Rayburn here.
Second Sunday presents Red China, The Struggle for Power, a program special tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network.
Yes, indeed, babies can be adopted by couples in their 40s, and it often takes less than 6 months. No fixed incomes are required, and wives may continue working. Adoption could well be a part of your plans. For prompt confidential information about adoption, call TR63050 now and ask for Mrs. Doris McKelvey of the Interracial Adoption Program at Louise Wise Services. The number again, TR63050.
This is Lee Leonard inviting you to join me on WNBC, the big voice of Big Town USA, afternoons at 1, as I keep you in touch with Big Town, home of progress, where Thomas Alva Edison invented the electric light in Menlo Park, New Jersey. Big Town USA.
If it's questionable, Brad Crandall makes it answerable. Call him weeknights at 9 on the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.